Hello and welcome to Outdoors in Scotland. I'm John Burns and this is my podcast for people who like to be, well, outdoors in Scotland, basically. My guest today is someone who's organising the Fort William Mountain Festival. I'm recording this early December, and the weather forecast people are telling us that the snow is about to arrive, winter's about to come, and so everybody's getting really excited here, because as you probably all know, if you're interested in the outdoors, winter is by far the best time of year. So I'm going to talk to my guest today, Hannah Francis, and she is the content coordinator for Fort William Mountain Festival, and she's going to tell us all about the festival. Hello, Hannah, how are you?
I'm very good, John. How are you?
I'm fine. Are you sitting right now in sunny Fort William, are you?
I am, and actually it is sunny.
Good God, really? I suppose it has to be sometimes, doesn't it? There you go, brilliant. And what's Ben Nevis looking like right now?
Well, funnily enough, I'm looking at it right out my front window, and I think it is snowing on Ben Nevis. So it is sunny outside. In fact, it's perfect Fort William weather because it is definitely sunny hills. But it's sunny outside too.
So the top of the mountain is shrouded in mist right now, is it, at the moment? It's probably snow.
It is, yeah. Yeah, but there is snow coming down to quite low. It's just a dusting, but it's definitely winter.
All right, it is definitely winter, isn't it? Yeah. It always is. It's a little, well, we'll see what kind of winter we get. It has a habit these days of turning up and then going away again. But let's see. Well, one of the highlights of winter in the Highlands certainly is the Fort William Mountain Festival. Can you tell me a bit about when did the festival actually start?
Well, that's a good question, actually, because this year will be our 19th Fort William Mountain Festival.
Really? Wow.
It's really exciting because, well, it means next year is our 20th. And then perhaps more exciting, the year after that is our 21st. And that's a big age for anybody.
It certainly is. And how did it begin? I mean, obviously, it's quite a big festival now, but presumably it started out in a fairly small way, did it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is sort of long before my time, but as far as I know very much about it, it was a small group of people who had access to a small bunch of films, really, and they wanted to put those films on to an audience in Fort William in the middle of winter. So they sort of, I guess, scraped together enough sort of sponsorship and support from local venues, and they put on, it started out as a film festival and it sort of developed to what it is now today.
Right, so it's much broader than just films now, is it? I mean, I have once appeared during my thespian days performing as George Mallory at Fort William Mountain Festival. I'm trying to remember how long ago that was. I suspect it's about 7 or 8 years ago now, possibly even longer. So so probably people have recovered from it since then. I don't know. But so what as well as film, then you've obviously got mountain films and sort of films about daring do and stuff, you know. But what other sort of subjects do you entertain at the festival then?
Well, so I guess primarily we're a mountain culture festival, so we try and cover as sort of a diverse a range of stuff as we possibly can.
Okay.
We're also, you know, I guess the whole point of the mountains and the outdoors is to actually get into them. So mm-hmm. The idea is that we're encouraging people to come to Fort William to come and experience the outdoors of Fort William during the daytimes. So we've got a huge program of sort of fringe events and workshops that happen outdoors during the day.
I mean, obviously is mountain biking quite a big feature of what you're doing these days?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, biking, skiing, climbing, kayaking, running, walking, there's all sorts of stuff in the past.
Because obviously, you know, it used to be basically when I kicked off, you know, there was walking. You could either walk in the mountains or climb, that was it. But now there's fat bikes, thin bikes, every other kind of bike you can talk about. There's mountain bikes, people who fly down hills. There's people, and what are people who jump off from hills and in parachutes? Have you got that sort of thing as well?
Yeah, we certainly have had that in the past. I don't think we've got any of that this year.
Okay, I'm probably slightly relieved to hear that, to be quite honest. And are you also associated with the bookshop, Fort William Bookshop? Because that's a really those folk have become a really, I think, important booksellers amongst the mountain publishing world, I guess.
Yeah, so the bookshop actually are one of our venues for the festival. So we've got
Oh,
evening
right.
events in the bookshop on the Thursday, the Friday and the Saturday nights during the festival.
Right. Okay. Okay. Good. I'm just thinking actually. We had to postpone my launch of The Hot Tent Diaries, my latest book, because the publishers because I hadn't got any books at the time. That was going to take place at the Fort William bookshop. But never mind. We won't even talk about that. So, what do you think are going to be the highlights this year of the Mountain Festival?
Oh, there's loads and loads. We've actually got kind of something I've been pouring my kind of soul into this year. We've got a new film competition called the Golden
Oh,
Axe.
right.
So one of our committee members, Rob, sadly passed away in the mountains in the summer this year.
All right.
He was one of our, or very much one of our kind of ideas guys. He was in charge of our exhibition space. He was our kind of bike expert, and he unfortunately lost his life on Ben Nevis this summer. So we are going to sort of remember him with a competition called the Golden Axe Award. He was renowned for climbing with the most amazing pair of golden axes, and he loved making films. So that's a brand new competition for this year. We're inviting absolutely anybody to make a short 2-minute film. It's got to include bright colours, food, and adventure, and that's all really. So
What
that's
more do you need? And so that competition is still open now, is it?
Yep, it's open until the end of January. It'll be judged at the beginning of February, and then we'll be presenting the Golden Axe Award, which is very excitingly being sponsored by Gravel.
Right, okay.
The top prize is a pair of golden axes, North Machines.
Oh, wow. That's
Just
amazing, isn't it?
yeah. So that's going to be presented at our main sort of climbing night. So
Right.
I think that's going to be one of our highlights of the year because it's going to be really special to us, but it's
Yeah.
also just a really sort of celebratory competition, really.
Be quite emotional, I would think, to be fair, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've got Robbie Phillips is going to come and talk about some of his exploits on the sea stacks and far coasts of Scotland. We've got an
Right.
amazing paddle sports film, and a really rad French lady called Nuria Newman. We've got a film all about her. We've got a snow sports night. We've got our international film competition, which is our sort of annual competition for films from all over the world. We've got, in fact, we've got a really cool launch night. We're going to have a quiz and live music. We've got Trek and Mountain are coming to support us with that, with prizes and magazines. We've got a night that's going to, in fact, celebrate Fort William itself and the long distance trails that start and finish here. A night
Oh,
called
right. Yeah.
From the Trails, with sort of everyone from people who are part of managing those trails right the way through to those who are setting fastest known times on them.
Oh, right. Well, of which one of which I am not, I have to say.
Likewise, not me either. They've inspired us all. So it's a really cool thing to celebrate, actually. You know, we use those trails for everything from training through to them being these huge adventures of a lifetime, and they attract people from all over the world to Fort William. So they're a really cool thing to sort of showcase and explain and inspire on.
Yeah, that they are really. I mean, the last podcast I did actually was with David Linton talking about his book about some of the great trails, the really really important long distance walks through the Highlands, and it is a really important aspect. It's something that's really really grown, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's funny you should say that because I hope that he will be coming to speak on that evening.
Oh dear! Oh no! Oh, fair enough. Oh well.
He's going to be coming and be part of the evening. What we're hoping to show is a really an interesting and a diverse group of people all on stage, all with equal presence and all there to tell their story.
Great! That sounds really good. That's brilliant.
Yeah, so lots of other stuff too. We've got a winter climbing panel all about these sort of new guidebooks that we've got for winter in Scotland. We've got
Right.
And we've got a really exciting talk from a lady called Wendy Searle, who is currently on day two of attempting a solo and unsupported ski to the South Pole.
Oh, wow. Well, that's pretty big stuff. She'll be back home, hopefully, will she, by the time you get to talk to her. Is that right?
Yeah, she'll be back home. She'll be back home in time for the festival. So that's going to be really exciting, because she's going to talk to us a little bit about sort of breaking down barriers. She's a mum, and I think the kind of terrifying financial barriers of trying to go on a big expedition and mm-hmm. try to sort of live some of your dreams can be a huge barrier to people. So she's going to come and talk to us a little bit about that.
Right, and presumably, do you have many gear manufacturers displaying the huge sort of range of gear that exists these days?
We do indeed, yeah. So we've got some very close sponsors of the festival. Ellis Brigham have been a sponsor for us since day one, which is pretty nice. Special. We've got Patagonia, who are very, very much on board. They are a fantastic sort of supplier of content and gear and all sorts now for the festival. So they've come on board with us. We've got FatMap, who have just recently come on board. They're a really cool tool for navigation and planning in the outdoors. So that's really nice.
Right. Okay.
Have you ever used FatMap?
No, don't tell me a little bit about it. What is it exactly?
Well, FatMap is an app, but what they do is sort of quite interesting in that they turn map data into a 3D image.
Okay.
And on a 3D image, you can layer things like, for example, the avalanche forecast.
That's really good.
Yeah, so as a way of visualizing where the risk might be.
Right.
These days we talk a lot about, rather than, as well as the decision making happening while you're out there, probably the key bit of decision making is to be done before you even go. And so tools like FatMap are really useful for that.
That I've not come across this. This is something I'll have to explore a bit, because that really does sound quite a useful tool, because I've struggled, as probably many people have, when you look at avalanche forecasts. It'll often give altitude and slope aspect, but that can be quite, I don't know, it can be quite tricky to actually apply to the map. But that sounds as though FatMap, I must have a look into this, sounds like FatMap actually have overcome that,
Yeah, so actually during the festival on the Friday, we've got a workshop with a local provider called Girls on Hills, but they are going to specifically talk about adventure planning with FatMap. So that might be a really good thing to come along to, and it's also going to be free.
Well, that's not, if it's free, I'll be there, That's pretty good, isn't it? That sounds really useful. I mean, I've for a long time have been Philistine is the wrong word, but the people who were Luddite about, using GPS and things like that, and I clung to my map and my compass for many years, but then I found in low light levels my eyesight was getting pretty crap, so I couldn't really see where I was going. I thought, this is stupid, there actually are devices that'll do that for you. So I'm gradually coming out of my, I'm emerging from the perhaps not the Stone Age, maybe the Iron Age. Well, I'm getting there in the end, So that sounds a really interesting thing, And who are the stars you've got coming along then?
So we've got, I guess the stars are not so much the individual speakers, but more the kind of groups of people I think that we've got coming. So Robbie Phillips is definitely a star. He's going to be hosted. That climbing night's also going to be hosted by Rachel Crewsmith and Matt Brook, who I personally think are also stars. We've got Cameron McNeish, who's going to come and host our Banff Night of Film selection.
Oh, right. Okay.
The group of people who are going to talk at Tales from the Trails are certainly all stars in my eyes. We've got Lauren McCallum is going to come and talk to us about Protect Our Winters. And Protect Our Winters as a group of people with a mission they're kind of trailblazing, and they're certainly hitting pretty hard out there in social media at the moment, talking about climate change and the future of winter. So we've also got a really interesting group of people coming to talk on the winter climbing panel about these new guidebooks, including Neil Adams, Simon Richardson, and so on. So there's loads of really, really interesting people.
Yeah, it sounds quite amazing, really, you know. It has, even the few years it is since I was there, I think I've been along two or three times, but it sounds to have grown exponentially. And I suppose I'm obviously, you probably, am I right in thinking you perhaps had a couple of years off because of the pandemic, or how did that work?
Well, we were lucky actually, because we had a festival right before lockdown. So
of course, it kind of kicked off in March, didn't it?
Yeah, so that festival was actually, wild actually, because we took a chance the summer before and booked this kind of unheard of Nepalese climber called Nims Purja, who then a few months later became the very, very well renowned Nims Purja. And we were actually the first people he spoke to when he got back. So that kind of blew us into the limelight a little bit when he came to speak to us to a massively sold out audience.
Great.
And then, of course, a few weeks later, we all went into lockdown. So we were really lucky to have that festival. We put an online festival together for the following year.
Right.
And then we had one last year, which was a really, really good amount of content. It was a really diverse festival. But we still had kind of restrictions in place in terms of venues. So there was a lot of gaps in the seating and so on. So this really will be our first festival, hopefully back in totally full force.
Oh, yeah. We've got to cross everything when you say that, for God's sake.
I know. I've got everything crossed because, we're a voluntary team, a fully voluntary team. And it takes an awful lot of work to put something like this together. And the whole team have worked so hard, and probably more so over the last few years than certainly I saw in my first few years with the festival. The last few years have been hard for lots of reasons. And yeah, I couldn't be prouder to be part of this team. And it'll be really, really nice to see the festival be able to come back in full force with no restrictions, and hopefully a really busy audience who will all come away feeling super stoked.
Yeah, it sounds amazing, really. And is it something, are you going to do much online for this one, for folk who live down, you know, unfortunate enough to live in places like London? Is that something you're going to do?
Well, something perhaps even better than online, we're actually considering sending our films, so our international film competition, we get some amazing entries in it that we'd actually really like to share further afield. So something that we're really looking at doing is, aside from sharing those online, we'd actually like to take them on tour.
Yeah, like Banff Festival does, you mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'd like to take them on tour. It'll probably start in Scotland, but I mean, we're a group of people with ideas the size of planets.
All the best things start in Scotland, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it was, the sky's the limit, and there's no lack of energy. So we're looking to go way further than online, really. We want to be there in person.
Yeah. That sounds great. So you've obviously quite a very diverse program. And are tickets on sale yet?
Well, tickets are on sale, hopefully, fingers crossed, if everything goes to plan, at the end of this week.
At the end, oh blimey! So I'm in a good position at announcing this program right now. Then this is timeless, absolutely. Isn't it?
Yeah. So let's announce the festival open and ready to book.
Great. Yeah. Now, if you get to combine with this podcast, that'd be even better.
definitely.
Well, it sounds like you put together, it really does sound, I mean, it's obviously grown to be quite a significant festival now. I mean, it's much, much bigger than the festival I attended and indeed performed at or brought its reputation down a bit when I was there, you know. But that's amazing. So, what would you like to say as a little last message to encourage folk to come along and take part in the festival and learn new stuff and gain new skills and experience all the joy that you've got there?
Well, quite honestly, I think Fort William is incredible. It is the outdoor capital of the UK. And actually, it's here that I want people to come to, and I want them to see outside. You know, it's going to be the most perfect winter. We all know that.
Of course it is.
And I hope that people will come to the festival and feel, you know, really psyched to then get outdoors. And that for me is the important bit, is that people come to Fort William and see the most incredible place. I wake up every morning and I still can't believe that I get to live here. And that's the kind of key, you know, it's about people taking another step into the outdoors, or taking their first step into the outdoors, or sharing the outdoors with someone else. And that's the whole point of the festival, you know. So it sounds
fantastic. I mean, one of the great things that's happened, I know the pandemic has been a nightmare for everyone, but it has, in many ways, in some ways, it's kind of rejuvenated the outdoors. Because I feel, you know, I wrote my book, The Last Hill Walker, over 10 years ago now, you know, and that's because I came back into the hills and I didn't see the kind of young people about who I kind of remembered. It seemed to be much an older generation, but that has very much changed now. And I think the spirit sounds to me very much as though your festival sort of reflects this spirit of a rejuvenation and a rediscovery, really, of the outdoors. Is that fair?
Absolutely. I really hope so. It's interesting you say that, because I think the pandemic has given us all quite a shuffle in our heads too. You know, lots of people went and found new ways of experiencing the outdoors. A lot of people sort of did a lot more biking. A lot of people went and did a lot more running. People are thinking very differently about risk. So how's this for a challenge at the festival? Come along to the festival and go to what you want to see, but book onto something that's totally different as well. Book onto something that you would never usually. Go to one of our fringe workshops, or come along to our family film event, or perhaps even go to one of our Bothy sessions, which is a secret speaker. You never know who you might meet. Come along to the festival.
That sounds a bit scary to me.
go to what will encourage you and inspire you, but go to something really different as well. Go and see something different.
That sounds brilliant. It's our original. And just to say again, for folk, the tickets will be on sale soon. And I've lost the bit of paper where I wrote it down. It opens on the 16th of February and runs through to the 19th. And as you say, the weekend, you've presumably already booked the weather. It's going to be pristine weather then, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be really good snow. Really good snow.
Fantastic. Thanks very much for talking to me. And I'll also give a wee plug to your Golden Ice Axes film competition. It sounds incredible. I wish you every luck and with the festival. And I think it's something that I certainly don't want to miss myself. Thanks very much for talking to me, Hannah.
Perfect. Thank you so much, John. Thank you for having me.
Well, that was Hannah Francis there talking to me about what sounds a fantastic event, the Fort William Mountain Festival. I'll put a link to the Golden Ice Axe Award there. Sounds a great thing to take part in. Because everybody can make films now. You know, you've got your phone and you're away. Amazing. Talking about different kinds of bikes there, it made me remember there are so many different kinds of bicycles now. But when I was a nipper, you know, there was only two kinds of bikes. There was ladies and gents. So times have changed, haven't they? I do hope you've enjoyed the show. And if you have, give us a wee follow on the page there, on whatever platform you follow podcasts on. And I've been John Burns, and I do hope to see you again. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.